producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Everybody has been briefed on Hillary Clinton and what happened last night with Bernie Sanders and Governor O'Malley. All right, so there's only one cut. Rich McFadden is here with us along with Kenny Kessler and you, 888-302-3684. Kenny's got a ton of really good comments. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. And we spent most of the last hour talking about this. I'm not going to do that this hour, but there are people who didn't hear last hour. Shame on you. So maybe we'll put a different spin on it, because Richie has strong feelings about Martin O'Malley, and for some reason or another, he felt it important to defend Baltimore, given that Baltimore in its present state is hard to defend. I don't know what it was like when he was the mayor, then he was the governor, now he wants to be the president. Richie, if you were to address cut... I think it's 45605. I don't know. I won't get so many numbers for these, but that's Mr. O'Malley. And the focus after Bernie Sanders started off the night saying he was sick of listening to the email conference. Did you watch this, by the way, Richie?
I did. I watched most of it. I turned off about the last half hour to crash.
Okay. So you have both. You have it over me and Kenny. Kenny listened to a lot of audio. I've only been studying it since I went on the air a couple of hours, 3 hours ago, whatever it was, because I fell asleep. Actually, I forgot it was even on. I paid no attention to it. It doesn't bother me to say that. It's not my job.
Or to see how they presented themselves.
Yeah, what did you think?
And I thought the two top
contenders
were the two top contenders, and everybody else was just there.
Yeah.
O'Malley looks presidential, but if you watch him when Anderson Cooper was taking a shot at him, or when he was getting shot at by Hillary or Bernie, he just didn't handle himself as well.
But there wasn't the same kind of personal attacking going on there as there were with the Republicans.
No. It's obvious that they all agreed not to attack each other personally. Even though they took some shots, it was not contentious.
No. Okay.
And Lincoln Chafee, how he snuck into that room, I have no idea. That dude, he just looks lost, man.
Yeah.
He looks like he was absolutely lost, and he even admitted, and Anderson Cooper drilled him on it, that his first vote was wrong. He shouldn't have done it.
Right.
And let me see. My father just passed away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Everybody else was voting on it, so I just did it. And
my dog ate my homework.
He's done.
Embarrassing.
He should already have his notice.
All of them are done except for Bernie Sanders and Hillary.
But I thought Sanders and Hillary, I thought they, held their own.
What did you think was the disagreement, or not disagreement? What's the difference between the two of them, other than woman and man? What a practical difference?
Sanders is definitely an outed socialist. He said we should look at Denmark, we should look at Holland, we should look at how all these countries and how successful they are.
They wear wooden shoes in Holland, don't they?
He says, I am not a capitalist. Hmm. I hate capitalism.
Hmm.
He didn't say I hate capitalism, but he says it's wrong.
All right, so
he said he wants to raise everybody's minimum wage to $15.
Yay!
He says he wants to take anybody who's working and take their money, the rich. And it's just, Hillary is, more sly about that.
Okay, so here's what I would like you to think about is, before we get to Mr. O'Malley, this is the story of the boss. All right, you ready? You're the boss there, Richie. I'm the boss here. The Australian Taxation Office suspected a fishing boat owner wasn't paying proper wages to his deckhand, so they sent an agent to investigate him. And this could have happened in America. This is a true story. The auditor gets on the boat, says, I need a list of your employees and how much you pay them. owner of the boat said, well, there's Clarence, my deckhand. He's been with me for 3 years. I pay him $1,000 a week plus free room and board. And then there's another fellow who came to me. I gave him a job because he needed help. He's mentally challenged. He works 18 hours a day, does about 90% of the work around here, makes $10 a week, pays his own room and board, buy him a bottle of rum and a dozen Crown Lagers every Saturday night so he can cope with life. He gets to sleep with my wife occasionally. The auditor said, that's the guy I want to talk to, the mentally challenged one. Boat owner says, that'll be me. What do you want to know? That's the story of business in Australia and America, folks.
Yeah.
He's the guy that Bernie Sanders is going to help. Right. Okay, so anyway, you were saying, Rich?
Bernie held his own.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So I want to hear, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but let's listen to Martin O'Malley defend Baltimore. Apparently,
one of the things that was not reported during that heartbreaking night of unrest in Baltimore was that arrests had actually fallen to a 38-year low in the year prior to Freddie Gray's tragic death. Anderson, when I ran for mayor of Baltimore back in 1999, it was not because our city was doing well. It was because we had allowed ourselves to become the most violent, addicted and abandoned city in America, and I ran and promised people that together we could turn that around. And we put our city on a path to reduce violent crime or part one crime by more than any major city in America over the next 10 years. I did not make our city immune to setbacks, but I attended a lot of funerals, including one for a family of seven who were firebombed in their sleep for picking up the phone in a poor African-American neighborhood and calling the police because of drug dealers on their corner. We've saved over 1,000 lives in Baltimore in the last 15 years of people working together, and the vast majority of them were young and poor and black. It wasn't easy on any day, but we saved lives and we gave our city a better future, improving police and community relations every single day that I was in office.
I'll give him that. Baltimore was a safer, cleaner city after him.
Mm-hmm.
But how does he know he saved 1,000 lives?
Jesus, he's a politician, Richie. All right. In a moment, do I need to be fair and balanced here? Do we need to look at the other side for a minute?
It was their night.
All right. So Ben Carson giving Donald Trump a run for his money isn't anything that's so concerning. Is that because I think the headline, I'm just looking at the Fox news site, the headline is Ben Carson giving Trump a little of the old one, too. I think that's because Fox supports Carson and doesn't support Trump, and they're going to highlight that. I think that's what the news is.
I think Carson's giving Trump a run for his money.
Yeah.
You know, one of the funny things, Doug, that is I was going through Twitter as the debate was going on, mostly because I wanted to see what Trump was saying about everything as it was going. And there was a couple little funny ones, but one of the fun things that they had was debate bingo. And so you get a bingo card, and it's got all of these different things. Like every time George Bush's name comes up, you know, that's you put your thing on it. Every time they say Republican, every time they say tax the rich, every time they mention Wall Street, whatever it is. And then each one of these squares has one of those expressions that they will use or words that they will use. And that's how you play your bingo. And I thought that was really funny. So everybody was trying to play that.
Well, I'm looking at the numbers here, trying to figure out. Maybe you can help me a little, Kenny, or Richie, maybe Kenny. The poll tested, the Fox poll, an array of general election matchups. And surprisingly, I know this will shock you that Fox has Carson. He's the only Republican to get 50% support. In a Carson versus Hillary contest, he has the advantage 50-39 among the people watching Fox. Duh.
Right. Shocker.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people watching Fox would be voting for Hillary.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Like 100-0.
Where's the Newsmax poll? That'll be the next credible.
They could pull up a corpse.
Carson,
right. They could pull up a corpse to run against Hillary on the Fox News channel, and she'd still lose.
Funny. Funny, 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 funny. But I want to know, Ruddy's the same way, though. It's pretty much the same stuff, right, in a sense.
Well, I mean, all of their listeners, readers, and viewers, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk about Super Beats. the black cherry flavor, America's favorite drink to help boost your energy, your stamina, your nitric oxide level, now has become even more delicious. If you like the superfood benefits of Super Beets, the tangy sweet taste of cherries, the new Super Beets Black Cherry is exactly what you have been waiting for. Super Beets Black Cherry contains the same nutritional beet goodness of the original Super Beets, delivers the very same health-enhancing benefits. The only difference is it tastes better, according to many people who are using it. Here's Barry, one of our listeners in Florida, says, after my second four-ounce shot, I had a sudden boost of energy. At the end of the day, I decided to check my blood pressure. Wow. I can't wait for my next physical.
I can't do two shots.
I think two shots is going a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you're not going to have the same problem Lamar Odom had.
Right.
But if you do,
you got to spread them out. One in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Yep. And then there's Neo 40. Neo 40 is the capsule that melts in your mouth, has the same impact because of the nitric oxide content. It'll open up your arteries for better circulation, oxygen delivery to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your internal organs. This is really one of the greatest products health-wise that's come down the pike in a long, long time. And I've talked about dozens. Richie, you've been on this program with me for 18 years or so. You know how many of these products, health products I've talked about over the years.
Yep.
Lots, dozens and dozens. And I don't think there's been one that either has done better than this on this program or has made me feel more. I mean, some of the things I've talked about, the oil, the having enough fish oil. There's some good fish oil products that I've talked about over the years. But this is really so good because it's so easy.
You see the difference. You see the results.
The results.
Because it's almost immediate. That day you feel better.
Yeah.
As opposed to like fish oil, okay, I think I'm doing something.
Right.
I think, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This one, you feel the results.
Yep. So get results. Here's the deal. Purchase two boxes of Neo 40, get a 30-day supply of Super Beets. The book on nitric oxide explaining how it works, saliva testing strips so you know how much is in your system, money-back guarantee, Neo 40 Super Beets together. Enjoy. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Call him now, 800-655-4183. Get this product and do well, 800-655-4183.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everybody say three, please.
Three.
Three, please.
Three, please.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room.
You scream, I'm going to feel lonely.
Three.
All right. Let's get to our three songs contest today. This is pretty outrageous in that it may be the easiest one. Whenever I say that around the contest and nobody wins, it's like dog food.
Yeah, this one's pretty obvious, but it's great. It's great.
888-302-3684. We got three songs here, different artists that have one thing in common. You figure it out. You call us at 888-302-DOUG, and who knows what riches and fame will come your way. Here's the first one. Fine Young Cannibals. Doing Suspicious Minds. Crank it up, Richie. Hit. Number one this week, 1985. Came from their first album. Helped them break through in the U.S. Band is from the U.K. They had several more hits in the 80s. But this was their best and their biggest. Again, please serve this up for us, Richie, please. Suspicious Minds by the Fine Young Cannibals. First of our three songs. Here's the next one. UB40. Can't help falling in love. Number one during this week in 1993.
All right, the phone should be ringing right now.
Off the hook. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do the last one real quick. Just
are
to
meant to be.
All right,
this was in the Sharon Stone movie Sliver, their second and final number one in the U.S. They had many more hits in England. By the way, the name comes from the form you use to have to fill out for unemployment benefits. UB, get it?
That's funny.
Thinking of, don't make me feel this way. Come on over and love. You know I want you to stay.
Don't be cruel. Inducted, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Top hit during this week in 1988. Big hit in Australia and New Zealand as well. This was their last song to get into the top of the charts. This band went back to 1973. Came from Rockford, Illinois. Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
They still are on tour, right? They're still recording.
One of the few bands that I really, really love and have never seen. And for some reason, just every time they come to town, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I gotta see them.
They plan it that way. So they're on the road with Peter Frampton at the moment. Okay, let's get to the bottom of this. 888-302-3684. You heard Suspicious Minds by the Fine Young Cannibals, Can't Help Falling in Love by UB40, and It'll Be Cruel by Cheap Trick. So let's see if we can get this to work. Let me see. Where do we want to take a shot here? I don't know. Should we go? There are a lot of people that listen on the Delmarva. Here's Donna. Donna, have I ever spoken to you before?
No, you have not.
Wow, it's my pleasure to have you on. Good day. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I listen to you every morning.
Aren't you sweet? Thank you very much. I hope it makes a day that might be slow to begin better and faster. Does it do that for you?
It does. It makes my drive to work bearable, and I am a first-time caller.
Good for you. All right,
you're
so
welcome.
What is it that these three songs have in common?
They are all remakes of Elvis Presley hits.
They are, in fact, all Elvis songs. Don't Be Cruel, Can't Help Falling in Love, Don't Forget Suspicious Minds. What's your favorite Elvis Presley song?
Oh, my gosh, there are so many. I can't even pick one. Probably...
I'm sending you a...
Oh,
exactly.
Teddy Bear. I can't pick them. I love them all.
Teddy Bear is a good one. All right, you hold on a second, Donna, and Kara's going to speak to you. Congratulations. Thank you for being here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't know how many times I've heard, "Warren, my dog keeps chewing my socks." When I ask the guardian what he does when he catches the dog in the act, this is what I usually hear. I yell no, take the sock away from him, and give him his own sock to play with. Here it's the owner, not the dog, who's at fault. After all, we can't expect the dog to differentiate between his sock and other socks. To your dog, a sock is a sock. One minute his owner is reprimanding him for chewing a sock, the next time he's encouraging it. This is absolutely what the definition of neurotic behavior is. Here's my advice. And I just had someone call me the other day. "Warren, my dog is chewing all of my shoes. What do I do?" And my question was, "What do you do?" And she said, "When I see the dog with a shoe, I take the shoe away and I give the dog a toy or a treat of his own." What she did just then is let the dog know that anytime he wants a treat, anytime he wants a new toy, all he has to do is grab the shoe. See, sometimes our dogs are a little bit smarter than the humans they live with. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Doug Steffen, good day, program. Richard Patton at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/today, Twitter, other social media. Dr. Ronald Hoffman will join us in a few moments. We'll be talking about, among other things, the way to conquer your allergies. Been a big problem with me and maybe you this fall, so we'll be talking about that. We have a lot of other things that are going on. Our quote of the day today, Richie, comes from the CEO of Twitter. He's now back in charge. Jack Dorsey said yesterday, "I'm going to give it to you straight." And then he told the company that he's going to fire 300 people in the next couple of weeks or couple of months.
He's cleaning the house.
Cleaning it out. Our thought for the day today comes from Leonard Bernstein. Remember West Side Story, among other things?
Sure.
West Side Story, very cool. He said, quote, "To achieve great things, two things are needed, a plan and not quite enough time."
How true is that?
I kind of like that one. Our trending stories today at DougSteffen.com, a focus on the Democratic debate and who the winners are and the losers. I think we've decided Hillary has taken the day. Bernie Sanders showed up and did well. The other three might as well have stayed home because it didn't make any difference. That's the quick read on it. The Cubs won the National League division.
Cubs win.
Cubs, so who will be their opponent? Find out after tonight's game in the American League side, right?
Right.
And then the report on who shot down the plane. The question is, why? I think this is so foolish. I mean, this is the dumbest thing they had of a study. Everybody knew the Russians shot down the plane. And or at least it was their group of Ukrainian forces, the rebels, that were fighting with their support. But nobody knows why.
I think that's what they're trying to prove is whether Putin had a direct hand in it or not.
Of course he did. Come on.
Why? Everybody assumes he did.
Direct hand in Syria. Most every problem that there is in the world now, Putin has a hand in it. One way or the other, he's providing surface-to-air missiles for them to shoot whatever they can shoot in the rebels that want to have Assad stand in control. Well, they're fighting against ISIS, but who knows how else they're going to use them. Hello, dun 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 dun. All right, Richie,
Yo.
I have some new material to be used here on the program.
Oh, cool.
Yep, I have...
Let's hear it.
Meredith decided that she thought I needed a sound machine. So she purchased this for me over the weekend. These are things that will help us underscore important things on the program. For example, when I say something that's worthy of applause, that is, let's see, when I say something funny, when I say something is stupid, neither of those two things, let's see. That's for our Putin discussions. That's for gun control discussions. That's for when Richie says something that's stupid. That's when we do our money reports.
Oh, man.
That's for the big news of the day. That's for... Dun, dun.
Thanks, Meredith.
Wow, really, Meredith, thank you.
There we go. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, I'm not supposed to play that one. Oh, I'm not supposed to play that one either.
Meredith, please.
America's morning man. Here I am, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's go to the University of Texas.
Are you insane?
Thank you. Some of the students at the University of Texas today openly brandishing sex toys on campus in protest of a new law that allows students with concealed carry permits to bring their guns on campus, into dormitories, and into classrooms. The protest, complete with a catchy hashtag that I can't say on the air, contradiction in Texas's campus carry law. Guns will be allowed on campuses starting next year. The open display of relatively harmless sex toys will not. $500 fine if you bring anything that is sexual onto a campus that's openly displayed. So the apparently this week there's going to be a lot of focus on this. The concealed carry policy in, having sex toys on campus out. How about that? How many people think that's a good idea, one way or another?
I'm making a statement.
Who's making it? Students making
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so do we need more on the Bernie and Hill show? No, I don't think we do.
You probably should give everybody just a little taste.
All right, well, former Senator Jim Webb, I don't think we had any sound from him. You got one cut, it seems to be...
Here's the only sound from Jim Webb you need to hear.
I'm not getting enough time. Nobody's letting me talk. You're letting all them talk, not me.
That's your Jim Webb sound.
Yeah, all right, so that's all.
He whined the whole time.
All right.
I had a couple of good lines. At the end, they asked everybody who their favorite enemy was,
mm-hmm.
or the enemy that they were most proud to have.
That's a positive thing.
Right, exactly. Thank you, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
And Jim Webb's response was, the guy who threw a grenade at me in Vietnam, but he's not around to tell you about it.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. How swell is that?
Well.
All right, do you have any thoughts on Planned Parenthood? Yesterday, they said they will no longer accept reimbursements to cover the costs of those fetal tissue donations.
Yeah.
Used for research, they will, I don't know, what does that mean? You know, I should ask Ron about that. This may be a little sticky, but I think let's just ask him about what his thoughts are regarding this controversy, and then we'll move into some of the other things that are important medically. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment here as another one of our great medical experts on Good Day as a public service.
Radio presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged. Good night. New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
All right. Let's get into a medical report. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who runs a clinic in New York City responsible for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, which this week highlights 14 natural products that can help you conquer fall allergies. I'm taking note on this. Because I have really bad fall allergies around ragweed and that sort of thing on the farm, Ron. I guess that's to be expected under this circumstance. What actually causes these allergies to be more annoying in the spring and the fall?
Well, there's a preponderance of pollen, and not just pollen, but also mold because of the moist conditions of spring and fall cause the mold population to really explode. People who live near grain silos, for example, in the Midwest, have terrible problems, very serious exacerbations of their asthma. So this is a real problem, and it is seasonal, and people often welcome the first frost because that means it keeps the pollen down and out of the air.
Gee, Doug, it's a good thing there aren't any grain silos near you.
All right, around. Let's see, I'm looking out the window at one right now. Thank you very much. Yeah. All right, so the ideas that are presented, we could go through them, but I'd rather send people to your website, frankly, to sign up, even though we can give them highlights here. You sign up for the newsletter, Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, by going to drhoffman, 2 Fs, drhoffman.com. Now, there are some things. You say omega-3 fish oils, vitamin C, probiotics, adrenal. I don't know if you and I talked. I was taking an adrenal supplement, and I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Because somebody told me something, and I'm trying to remember now because I'm very suggestible when it comes to this sort of thing. Somebody
you says, suggestible?
I know. Isn't that hard to believe?
Who would have thunk of that?
So what sort of adrenal support would be necessary? Okay, the other things are things we ought to be taking anyway, right?
Yeah, so this is how it works. The adrenals are kind of like the shock organ of the body, and they provide resistance to stress. And, in fact, the adrenals make something called cortisone, which we've copied as a medication, prednisone. So prednisone is a great medication because it's great, except the side effects are horrible. At first, when doctors first introduced it, they said this is
is the answer to everything. You take prednisone and it calms down allergies, inflammation. It's great for asthma. It's, you know, and then they overuse it. Of course, it creates osteoporosis, diabetes, and dependency. So when the adrenals are weak, they don't make enough of these stress hormones, which help to resist inflammation and allergy. And so you can help to support your own adrenals by taking certain what are called adaptogens, which include things like things with funny names like ashwagandha, rosemary, even good old-fashioned licorice actually helps to support the adrenals, makes them
red licorice, I hope.
No, it's got to be the black stuff, and it's got to be real licorice. A lot of the licorice that's sold in candy stores is synthetic.
Okay, all right. Get that rundown, Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, drhoffman.com. All right, Planned Parenthood changing their policy, no longer accepting reimbursements for these fetal tissue research projects. What really do we need to know about this from a medical point of view, from your point of view?
Well, you know, I think it was a wise move politically for them to do that, because the biggest knock on them is that they appear to be unscrupulously profiting from the sale of fetal tissue. Obviously, fetal tissue is the consequence of abortion. Whether you approve of abortion or not, there's going to be some fetal tissue. And science makes use of the fetal tissue, often to good ends. I'm not saying that science could not advance without fetal tissue. Science always finds a way, you know, even if there's some restrictions. You know, for example, animal research, there are certain restrictions on what you can do to animals, and, you know, there are workarounds for that. So, you know, ultimately that is the proper decision, because it just appears unethical that they want to get in there, get, quote, viable or live tissue. It just is a terrible PR disaster for Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, science is not going to stop using fetal tissue, because fetal tissue has actually been the basis for some scientific advances, for vaccine development and so on, and possibly also for this controversial area of stem cells, where you take early undifferentiated cells and you grow them into new organs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a hopeful area for medical advance.
Right. All right. This new dissolving heart stent, it's being researched, passed its first test, designed to keep blood vessels open. It has performed well, so the tests say. I think about EECP, which a lot of people don't know about. I would expect mm-hmm. that you are the type of doctor who would send a lot of your patients who have maybe a problem with some of their little micro arteries closing down to EECP. Yep. What about this heart stent? What about, is this something that you or maybe some cardiology colleagues of yours think is a good idea? Where are you on this?
Well, you know, I think that there is an advance there in stenting. The problem with stents, though, is that stents, while they open blood vessels and promote circulation, mm-hmm. They eventually reclog, and sometimes at an alarmingly fast rate.
Right.
So, you know, it might take you, 50, 60, 70 years to develop your first blockage. With a stent or with a bypass, it could take, 3 to 5 years to get a blockage again. Mm-hmm. And that seems like an awful waste after you've gone through the trouble of and expense of getting these right. bypasses.
All right, as long as we're in the heart disease department, do you agree with the research that suggests that women going through menopause having a lot of hot flashes may be easier prey for heart disease?
Oh, no question.
Really?
You know, estrogen estrogen and testosterone are actually protective of the heart. So, you know, women can't take testosterone, otherwise they get side effects. But men can take testosterone, women can take estrogen, and it helps to keep the flexibility and viability of the blood vessels. It's sort of like a youth hormone for the circulatory system. So there's no question that, you know, women actually are protected up to a certain point. At the time of menopause, that protection drops off. That's why women probably have less heart disease than men.
Really? All right. So let me go one step further and take it. I think I have not asked you this, but I respect your points of view on things. I got involved in a program last year. It's a physical exercise routine, supplement mm-hmm. routine. I may have told you a little bit about it, but what's happened? happened as a result of some of the supplements I'm taking. My testosterone level is good and always has been, but my DHEA, has gone through the roof.
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah, it's good. DHEA is actually considered sort of like a unisex testosterone. You know, men have like maybe 50 times more testosterone than women.
Yeah.
But when it comes to DHEA, it's more of an equal opportunity hormone. Men have maybe 1.5 times as much of DHEA as women. And DHEA is kind of a youth hormone. It's actually
it's associated with cancer risk.
No. Look, if you have prostate cancer already, probably good idea to refrain from taking DHA. Same thing with breast cancer, but it is not something that in and of itself causes cancer.
Really?
It's just, if you get diagnosed with cancer, maybe, hold back. So it's not per se a cause of cancer.
My PSA number being 0.8.
Oh, you're in good shape. You are golden. Lucky you.
Thank you. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, lucky you. That'll
be $400, please.
Yeah, okay, I'll send you a check. All right, don't forget to sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter at his website.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On Good Day, at your service and on your side. Animal lovers love Warren Eckstein. Hugs and kisses to Warren. He gets a little testy when I give him hugs and kisses, but if you were to get hugs and kisses from him, it wouldn't necessarily be the same thing. He has a fine line of pet supplements, both for cats and dogs, called Hugs and Kisses. If you go to thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com or WarrenEckstein.com or DougSteffen.com or WashingtonGov.com, you can find Hugs and Kisses everywhere. All right.
I give them to the pugs because, believe it or not, those little dudes shed.
Yeah.
I take them
myself because I just want to identify with the dogs. They have such a wonderful life. Let's make sure we all take we can take them ourselves. Do you ever take your own vitamins and minerals? Honestly, come on. Tell me, did you ever
test your own
supplements?
I have, as a matter of fact.
I
everything.
Yes, I knew that. Yes, good. Good, good, good.
Hey, by the way, Richie, have you seen those new t-shirts that say The Pug Life?
The pug life? I have. Yeah.
Really? That is the thug life. They have a picture of a pug, like, with all tattoos, and it says, the pug life.
That's right. I'll tell you what, those dogs have a lot of personality.
They do, don't they? Yeah. All right, so you heard me in May, Meredith and I, more Meredith at this point, she thought that Millie was going to be my dog, but it ended up that Millie was her dog. And yesterday she went to New York, so I had Millie. She comes to the farm for camp time, and I took her for a spa day to the vet. I had a little acupuncture done, and she had her nails done, and all kinds of stuff. She never had any kind of connection to acupuncture before. One of the things, Millie, is she's had a lot of training, but she still needs some more. She's a little aggressive when it comes to other dogs, and sometimes people that she doesn't know. I asked about calming her down, and what could be done to calm her down. So they gave her a special treatment. Acupuncture can be used for lots of things, including that. And then there's some supplements.
How did she react to people sticking pins in her?
She didn't like it at the end. It went on for about a half hour, and toward the end she wasn't liking it very much. But I think I just wanted to sort of test it to see what sort of things would calm her down. And I wondered what you would advise. She is not. She's a wonderful dog with us. She's very, very, she's sweet, she's fun, she's active, but whatever her background, remember, she was adopted from a kill shelter in Brooklyn. So, and what we can find out is very little about where she came from, but where she came from wasn't good, I can tell you that. So she's adapting, and the training is bringing her around, but I just thought it would be kind of interesting to find through another experiment what she would react to and what she wouldn't react to. And so
there's one word to describe what you need to do. It's called direction. In other words, the bottom line is, first of all, I'm a big fan of acupuncture, but you need to be careful. There are a lot of people doing acupuncture. One of my close friends teaches acupuncture at the University of Colorado,
yep.
And there's scientific acupuncture, which is different than someone who's...
This guy is a vet who specializes in acupuncture.
Well, that's good. But you want to make sure that's a special. But in terms of calming a dog down, especially a dog where we don't know the background,
mm-hmm.
Some dogs need a job. And I know that dogs going through training may be taught to sit and to heel and to stay and to lie down. But when you have a dog that has no background knowledge that we don't have, one of the more important things you need to do is give the dog a job beyond the basic training. Maybe teach her to search for something. Maybe take her through some agility training. You need to keep that mind occupied and focused. That's what calms a dog down. So often people want instant gratification, so they'll go to the vet and they'll get a drug calmed. This will calm the dog down. That'll calm the dog down. And they do work. But the bottom line is, if you really want to calm the dog down, from a psychologist point of view, and that's what I do, what you need to do is give the dog a job and really a lot more mental stimulation.
Yeah.
That's the way to calm a dog down.
When she's here on the farm, she runs around, and she slept about 12 hours last night. She's just now coming around now. So that's a good thing. But Meredith keeps her very busy. She's with her all the time, and there are lots of things that she does there. And just maybe that's a good point. Thank you. This is a wonderful dog. And
they need stimulation just like people. And,
right.
You know, giving a dog a job, I joke about. In fact, I'm working with a dog right now. It's a pit bull that was rescued. Horrible background, horrible situation, very aggressive.
Yeah.
Now we're teaching the dog how to do search and rescue, and it's amazing how his whole personality has changed since he now has focus.
Do you see the story of this Minnesota boy who donated his birthday money to buy a bulletproof vest for a canine unit?
I did see that. And, what a great thing to do.
So
many dogs are either shot or staffed. What a great thing this kid did. This kid's going to grow up to be a friend that I want to know.
Yeah, right, exactly. We all want to know people like that. And I'm happy to know you as a friend and supporter. Warren Eckstein. Check out his petshow.com and hugsandkisses.com. 59 after.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.